Then the friar began to speak.
This great warrior has left to his martyrdom.
To find Christ in such poverty, and what his swaddling clothes and manger signify, are explained this way. His poverty teaches how we should find him in our neighbors, the lowest and the most needy. His swaddling clothes are the Holy Scriptures. Christ alone may stand before us.
He told them that Martin Luther, Johann's father, was the leader of the Protestant Reformation. He taught that
salvation and subsequently eternal life are not earned by good deeds, but, he said, we receive it only as a free gift of God's grace through the believer's faith in Jesus Christ as Redeemer from sin.
All this time, Peter Lee was thinking to himself,
when you don't know what to say, just listen and let somebody else do the talking.
So Peter Lee listened to these two men of God. The message they spoke about was a deep well of inspiration to Peter Lee. He was receiving the living water of the gospel. His thirst was great, and his satisfaction was full. He now had a personal knowledge of the truth in Christ. The friar stood up and proclaimed,
Luther's theology challenged the authority and the office of the Pope by teaching that the Bible is the only source of divinely revealed knowledge from God.
Then the friar let them know he was not happy.
The church is not only responsible for what they say, but also for what they do not say. The truth has been kept from the common man, and I consider all baptized Christians to be of a holy priesthood.
Joining the friar, Johann rose to his feet and looked upward toward the sky. Watching the clouds roll by, he described the Christian irony.
A Christian man is the freest lord of all and subject to none. A Christian man is the most dutiful servant of all and subject to everyone.
The friar went on to say,
those who identify with these and all of Luther's wider teachings call themselves Lutherans. Luther humbly insisted on using the term Christian or evangelical as the only acceptable names for individuals who profess Christ.
The friar continued, saying,
we are the body of Christ. The church is not the building, but the people who build it.
This was the first time that Peter Lee or Knaus had ever heard the word Christian. The friar re-explained to them and tried to reassure Knaus that indulgences are not necessary.
He has already paid the full price of salvation for all.
Even so, Peter Lee's father was far more zealous for the tradition of his ancestors. That's why Knaus continued to cling to his belief in indulgences. Some of what the friar told them was above his head, and only much later in life did Peter Lee understand the spiritual significance of that moment. Peter Lee was aware that these holy people were not as arrogant as some of the other clergy that he had seen in the past. The man and woman were not afraid to give Peter Lee and his father a hug as they departed.
Come here.